Recording is now in progress. Alrighty, awesome. All right, so welcome everybody. Tonight's preview call for our upcoming retreat, Accessing the Next Level of Release, Getting Past Our Human Programs, here with Franco and James, our experts in the field, who are going to shed some light on what's going to happen at this retreat in the next couple of weeks coming up. So we're excited about it, right?
Absolutely. How about you, James?
Sure.
Sure. After he gets over his sickness from all the rides.
Yes.
Okay. So, before we start, actually, James, you were going to do an energy transmission during the call, right?
I am going to do it now.
Okay, so do you want to, before you start doing it, do you want to just kind of explain what you're doing and how it's going to be beneficial to everybody on the call?
Okay. We've been talking about the fifth dimension for quite some time now. And I don't know whether people do experience what's in the fifth dimension. So in a minute, I'm going to take people to the fifth dimension. Let them experience the fifth dimension.
Awesome.
Now, what's in the fifth dimension, as far as I can experience, is you will experience joy, you will experience love, you will experience all positive emotion, no negative emotion.
Sounds good.
That way, we set yourself up to a very high degree, high vibration. So things that's going to happen from here onwards should not take you down that much.
Okay.
But we also find very easily you will fall back to the third dimensional world. So I'm going to give some points today, and hopefully people will come to the retreat. Then we're going to experience what happened when you act on certain things. Like, oh, I don't like what I look today. That's it. You're back down to the third. But unfortunately, you don't realize it. Right? So I'm going to, during the retreat, to give people some tools. Mm-hmm. They will be able to recognize that they're back down to the third dimension.
Okay.
Now, hopefully in the retreat, when we're up at the fifth dimension, that we can go and change some of the old programs, or even delete some old programs and move on to the new ones. Now, how we're going to keep ourselves into the fifth dimension, as far as I experience, is also in the fifth dimension, you will hear guidance. What we so call guidance is the inner voice. It's actually your higher self talking to you, talking you through certain things that bothers you. Unfortunately, a lot of us have a lot of emotional baggages, a lot of egos, so we will have to have some tools to eliminate them or even minimize them or mitigate the impact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to experience in the retreat.
Awesome.
Okay?
Sounds good.
And then on Saturday morning, on Sunday morning, I don't know what I'm doing in the 7 o'clock meditation. As you all know that I am an early bird. I get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So usually start at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I do my actual meditation for the day. I have no topics, but somehow I will know what you need when you join me in my meditation. Then we're going to do those things, do those meditations to resolve all your problems, hopefully. Okay? Now, so if you are not there, then I may not be able to resolve most of your issues. As you all know that I can see energy, see blockages. What it means is the blockages is a little bit denser energy. So I can see them. So I can remove them. But if you're on the online portion. I couldn't see it, so I won't be able to help you, but still I will give you some tools in that meditation to get rid of them. Okay? All right?
Sounds good, James.
All right. So
you can't go to bed too early, too late the night before, so we can get up to join you.
So I'm an early bird. That's why I say I'm an early bird, so I can't stay with you guys.
Yeah, right, that's true.
I didn't want to wake you up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So what time do you actually go to bed then to make sure that you can get up at 4:30?
Oh, I usually go to bed by 10.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That internal clock to wake me up.
Okay.
Now, in the fifth dimension, that's what also we've been talking about, live for the present moment. And that is a big thing in the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really mathematically, you're talking about what's in the fifth dimension, it's the time restriction. It's being released. So although you spend the time, spend all your thought for the present moment, because there's no time restriction, that moment will take you to the future or
right.
even to the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another big thing that we would do at the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All right.
So I know I sent you a bunch of questions, James. I'm going to ask you one of them. So you see that, what is do you see as the most important thing that we should be personally working on at this time, being in the moment and accessing that 5D energy?
What I'm thinking of is at the 5D, that's the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the 5D level, you don't have any negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't exist in 5D. So at least from here onwards, we don't build up any more negative karma.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the help of like gurus like Master Frankel, people mm-hmm. can start to get rid of all the old past baggages.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll move on to the inner voice and then into the inner peace.
That sounds lovely.
Then people will actually find themselves completely shift.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
That's good.
So give me a moment to prepare myself before I take you guys up to the fifth dimension.
Okay.
So do you want us to be a certain way there, James?
No, you just relax.
Okay, well, I'll just relax. And so are you going to tell us when you're starting and when it's done, or is it something you're doing throughout the call or just going to do
no,
right
no,
now?
No. I'm not doing throughout the call.
Okay.
The call.
Okay, just going to do it now. Okay, perfect.
I'm going to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just take about half an hour for people to truly experience what's 5D.
Okay.
And then we may take you to the 7D, and then you'll find the difference. If people are really interested, then we have a brief experience on the 13D.
13D, wow.
You'll find a lot of differences.
Mm-hmm.
Did
but
you
we won't
do
be
it near the end? Or
yeah, I'm just wondering, James, if we should do it at the end of the call then. I didn't know it was going to take the time it would take. So would that work better, do you think?
No, I think it was the time is now.
The time is now? Okay. Okay, then we'll do
it. I can shortcut them to 15 minutes.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever you want. We'll just... You lead. We'll follow.
Okay. Let them experience, and they will listen.
Okay.
Right. And if you need more than 15, don't
yes,
cut it down
absolutely.
To 15. Go 20, 25, 30,
whatever
you need.
No. Don't need that much.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they can experience all of it in the retreat.
Correct.
Okay. Right.
This is just only a preview. Okay.
Right. That's true.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. All you have to do is relax. Take a deep breath. Okay. Okay, now I'm taking you to the fifth dimension. Let me collect everyone first. Take them to the fifth dimension. You actually feel something coming onto the top of your head, and let that energy pass through you. Let's say merge, so your own energy and the fifth dimensional energy are now become one. Merge. To test whether you're in the fifth dimension, just say, I hate you. You'll find you are now cannot say, I hate you. As soon as you have the thought of I hate you, that thought being stopped, then you are actually in the fifth dimension. Take a breath. You'll find yourself open up. Now you're in the fifth dimension. But if you insist to hate someone, let's say you insist to say, I hate you. You're back down to third dimension now. So let me take you back to the fifth dimension again. Connect to the fifth. You're back on. Now to test the inner voice. When I say inner voice, actually your higher self talking to you and guide you through some of your problems. Let's take a simple question. Should I go to the retreat? Some of you may hear the inner voice saying no. Some of you may say yes. But don't need to know why no, why yes. Because your higher self already gone through all the evaluations, why you should be there, why you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there because it costs quite a bit. At the moment, I can't afford it. So that's fine. Now, how do we find, turn inwards to look for in peace mode? Now you find yourself quiet. If your brain is still chattering, so let's do several new frequency. 10.9, activate. Four point one, activate. 5.5, activate. 7, deactivate. 7.5, deactivate. You are in a very quiet mode now. Because we always have negative thoughts keep on coming up. So let's try one of them. I want to have more money. You can test whether you brought back to the third dimension. If you say anything negative, and you can say so easily, you are back in the third dimension. And you are not in peace with yourself. Now, so let us go back to the fifth dimension again. Connect to the fifth. Just concentrate. When you have that thought, I want more money, instead of concentrating on thinking more money, you should concentrate on, oh, I have enough money to buy food. I am happy. Then at that moment, you'll find yourself in peace. Turn all the negative thought into positive. Yes, that needs training. You actually train yourself to be in peace by yourself. Once you have done that, you are actually on the way to enlightenment. Okay. Now, what happened in the fifth dimension? You have to ask for things. They will not come to you. For health problems, if you have a liver problem, you say, once you're in the fifth dimension, as you are in now, say, please fix my liver. And you'll find that the healing energy actually working on your liver. Okay. Just think of your health problem, health issues, and ask them to fix it. Okay, let's keep that in the fifth dimension, and then we go come back. So the little experiment stopped here. So let me pass the mic back to Kimberly.
Okay. Well, thanks, James. That was really nice.
Thank you.
I can't wait for the retreat. to have more. That'd be lovely. Yeah, thank you. Okay, just got to bring myself back here. okay, so Franco, do you want to say anything at this point right now? Like, what did you think of that? Wasn't that a lovely...
It was, actually. I'm still being buzzed here.
Yeah.
I was in the fifth dimension, and I wanted to go further rather than come back.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, it is pleasant. James, you know, while I have you talking, I wanted to ask you something because, you know, everybody's talking about all the energies that are coming into the planet and whatnot. Do you see anything coming in right now specifically that's going to hinder or help us at this time? I mean, I know the big solar eclipse is on the 21st. Do you see anything? Have you been receiving any information around any of that?
Yeah. What happened is I keep on moving up to further and further up on the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So those things doesn't bother me anymore.
Oh, well, that's good.
So especially the solar flare, the energy is now changing. So all I know is they keep on asking me to bring everybody to the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible.
Right.
Now, what we just did is like the telephone system, I just bring you to the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I gave you the phone number that you can dial in.
Right.
Now, that doesn't stop there. All of you can now pass that phone number to anyone that you know and bring them up to the fifth dimension. Because you have the phone number now, you can just look at someone and say, okay, quiet down, relax, let's go to the fifth dimension. All you have to do is say, okay, connect him to the fifth dimension.
Wow.
That okay?
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you find that the challenge has come with all the different impulses of energy coming through and everything that's changing at this point? Is really felt more when you're in the third, because in the fifth you're basically already in alignment, so there's nothing needing to be nudged or pushed at this point.
Absolutely.
Great. So it's really key.
And then when you're in the seven, you can actually convert those one into the fifth.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So that's what we're going to end up doing a lot of at the retreat.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is...
you just use different terms than I do.
Right.
But we're actually doing the same thing.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, the thing is, I find, and this is why we're going, you know, we're talking about releasing, getting past our human programs, because a lot of the human programs that we're dealing with I end up bringing us back to the third dimensional consciousness. And this is where all the polarities exist. This is where all our struggles exist. And this is where we get engaged with everything. And that's where the energies of a certain bounces around all over the place. This is where we find that other people take us. And once we connect with them, we're all over the map with them too. So, you know, we're here to shift that, but also by doing so in our particular respect of us staying at that vibration, we allow, like you said, maintaining that address, but also maintaining that certain energy where when you are dealing with other people, you bring them up quite easily rather than going down to them where
absolutely.
They're playing.
Yeah.
And when
absolutely.
You're lifting them up, it's actually, it allows them to be able to be more connected with their higher self, and then all the stuff that they were so engaged in, all the heavy drama, whatever else that was playing out at the time, starts to dissolve. It starts to feel like it's just a play rather than, you know, the realism and the power and the the intensities that it originally had when they were playing in the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things, because of all the, you know, we really are aiming to be sitting in the fifth dimensional consciousness more permanently going into 2018. And the fact that the preparation is happening now, or it's actually the heavier stuff started in June, and it's ramping up. So the retreat is coming in the perfect timing to help people to be able to get all the tools to start already activating, having the, like you said, the phone numbers, the codes, whatever is necessary to be able to shift their energy. So even if they're having baggage coming up and old stuff that's coming up, ego, you name it, the playing back and forth of past, future, and all of that, when you have these tools, when you're going into those higher frequencies, you can move through it so much easier, and it doesn't have to be so laborful like it used to be, where you had to go through a complete heavy-duty process, and at times you were only just taking layers off. It was like layers of the onion skin, where now you can be much more effective in that. In fact, because you're looking at it from a different energy point, anything that is a lower energy point can kind of dissolve very quickly. And and that's what we're, you know, achieving at this point in time. And this is what the whole purpose, or one of the main purposes for the upcoming retreat, to help us with all of that. And, you know, the thing is, too, we all talk about, you know, a different effective ways to transmute our past and let go of our programs and so forth. I mean, we all understand that whatever we experienced in the past, all of it at that point in time was never a mistake, was never an issue where we looked at it and say, you know, we could look at it now and think, okay, through an interpretation, say from a 3D viewpoint, when we look back at our past, we can see mistakes. We can see ideas of mistakes, because they're not really mistakes, but we could see that, you know, we could have made different choices, whatever it is, and then we could judge it along the way and really get into regret and resentment, and we can start, you know, bashing ourselves and so forth, which just gives it more realism, gives it more power, and it keeps us there in that lower frequency. Because even third dimensional consciousness, if you're looking at the third dimensional consciousness of, you know, 2-3 years ago, and third dimensional consciousness now, it's still very different, even though it's still in the same range, but you're at a higher range. So every time we were looking at the past, we're going back to that lower frequency. So by raising our frequency up to the fifth dimensional consciousness, you can look at that and you can see now, and especially like you were saying, James, that you're going to talk with your higher self, you're going to see that whatever you experience, and even the stuff that we defined it and packaged it as good, bad, right, wrong, whatever it may be at that point in time, you see that it was necessary and beneficial for that time. And it was there kind of purposely to prepare us and to actually give us the opportunity to whatever we wanted to complete, like you call it karma, whatever it is at that point in time, to clear that, to finish that part of it, and then to move on from it. From a fifth dimensional consciousness or a fifth dimensional perspective, you could see that perfection, but you could see how easy you can just step out of it. And by doing so, by, you know, letting go, transmuting the past, you're not, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to forget about the past. You're going to merge with it. You're going to bring it in and say, okay, this was my experience then. But then the form of it and the energy of it changes, so it actually becomes like a beautiful, bright essence of what that experience provided at that time. So that changes completely. And the same thing with the programs. I mean, we've all taken on programs, you know, to be on this planet. The moment that you arrive here, you're taking on many, many layers of programs, which we'll talk about and during the retreat and work with them. But, you know, so what we are intending to do is for us to have the capacity to see these programs, to see how they affect us and where it takes us, how it moves us, where we, you know, use it as automatic default, and how we respond back and forth the same way. So, in essence, we can see the programs and then be able to either release the programs or modify them or whatever is necessary and beneficial for us at the time. And then look at life without programs. Looking at, not only looking at it, but also experiencing it. Because a lot of the processes that we will do, we'll also be experiencing being program-free. And being program-free, you're basically very free in whatever you are expressing, experiencing, and viewing, but also how you create your reality. Because programs, use, as you know, programs have barriers and categories, and they have, you know, automatic defaults so that you can't even come up with a new response, because if a program kicks in, you're always going to go what the program has dictated or what we've locked in as part of our program, and we have a difficult time seeing and experience life any different as long as we're running from the program. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, what does it feel like to be without any programs? Well, you know, one of the biggest things you can say, you're going to be a lot freer and a lot more creative, a lot more fluid, and much more in a state of playfulness. What's your viewpoint about that? Do you see how yourself there, James, sees without having any programs, how that would translate to you as the experience?
Yeah, those are experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's formed the basis for us to move forward.
Correct.
We never look back to why we're doing it. We just say, okay, this is a good experience. I won't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at times, you know, if we do repeat some things, you can always take a look at it and ask, okay, why are we still here? You know, how do I need to view this and make some adjustments accordingly so that, in fact, you don't have to keep repeating it. And, you know, we don't, and it's true what you just said, because, in essence, even when we're looking at the past, once, before, we used to have to go through a little bit more details and looking at why we had put certain things in place, where they were coming from, what was still to be done within it, and what was still to be gained, and what other consciousness we had to get out of it so that we can adjust accordingly. Now, you know, with everything that is accelerating and how we're stepping into it, even stuff that happened in past lives, that happened in this lifetime, stuff that we've taken on, inherited through our lineage, you know, from family dynamics and so forth, we can now just see what really is playing out without even have to go back and look at any of it, why it was created, what, you know, purpose that it served or anything of that nature. Because that's usually brought up through the real time, meaning right now in this moment, so you can see what's there and make adjustments accordingly and take whatever you need to take out of it as, you know, an experience to gain from it and then move on very easily. And this is where it's become much more effective now to move through the programs, through the beliefs, because beliefs are quite similar to the programs and so forth. So in essence, when we're looking at all of this, it gives us the opportunity to really play in a completely different dimension in anything that we've experienced in the past. So we're looking at our experiences and and our viewpoints from a whole different perspective now.
Okay, I just wanted to ask then, okay, so you said all that, and it sounds great. I would love that to happen, for it to be easy. But, you know, it seems like we always have this bottomless pit that we're clearing. It never seems to get done. Is it because we just keep going back into 3D and keep activating it? If we could just step out of 3D into 5D, then that would be done. We'd be done with that bottomless pit. Or, you know, what's up with that? Because it just seems like, yeah, clear one level and there's like 20 more show up. It's like, ah, shoot, I'm never going to get this done. But so is it just, we just have to step out of that whole energy, that whole frequency of that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a way. How do you see it there, James, with you know,
if you
this
can
is very keep, common for people to experience
yeah.
this.
Because you are in 3D.
Yes.
Right.
But
so,
if you are 5D, those things won't come up.
They won't come up at all.
No.
It's just trying to find the way to stay in 5D.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Now, do you find that as long as we're giving still power and still engaged in programs or stories and stuff like that that was created in 3D and stuff that activates at that point in time, you know, tends to bring us right back to 3D, and then all this other stuff starts surfacing again, you know, and we start to...
We start re-experiencing
this. So one of the things, I mean, the reason that we're looking at the releasing aspect of it is to release these programs that actually drag you back into third-dimensional consciousness. And, I mean, the third-dimensional consciousness has served and has brought us, you know, immense amount of experiences and, you know, has really given us an opportunity to play in that particular realm. And, you know, coming onto the planet, we realized that this was a third-dimensional planet, and it was a very interesting type of third-dimensional. I mean, because I've seen third-dimensional on other planets, and it's not as intense and as polarized and as you know, kind of programmed, so it's booby-trapped, I guess you want to call it, so that, in essence, instead of, you know, creating an environment of third-dimensional consciousness where you can evolve from and go into fourth and fifth, it was more of a third-dimensional consciousness and keep you even deeper into third-dimensional consciousness. And every time you try to even get out of it, it was very difficult to even do so because it actually tried to push you even further down. And that's how the playground was kind of modified to be. But now we're getting the opportunity where we can break out of that. We can break out of that. We can break out of the third-dimensional inverted matrix that, you know, has been in place. So as the matrix actually is changing too, it actually changes our whole collective viewpoint and the collective reality creation that we have and how the planet and how we interact with one another and so forth. So all of that is coming into play at this point in time. So, you know, that's why the clearing becomes key. That way we don't get pulled back into the fifth dimensional consciousness. Now, the more, and I understand that that's where you look at it, the more you spend in fifth dimensional consciousness, the more the third dimensional consciousness appeal and the energy around that and even the automatic responding back to that starts to fade. So in essence, you become much more comfortable, and that starts becoming more your baseline, being fifth dimensional consciousness instead of being third dimensional consciousness, your baseline. Because most people right now, the baseline is third. Fifth is just something you go visit. You know, you go there, you experience it, and then you get pulled right back into third. So in essence, by, you know, doing the processes and spending more time into fifth dimensional consciousness, that becomes more your home frequency. It becomes more of where your default goes. So you won't default really too much at all into third. You stay within the fifth, and that's when, you know, really things start to move even in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask more about the programs. I know we talk about all these programs all the time, and we get them, you know, a lot of them that come when we're small children that we get, they get activated in us from our parents and from our environment and whatever. Are they more than just a belief system, a belief in our subconscious mind? Is there more to them than that? Programs? Is there any more to it than that?
What's your take there, James?
Yeah, James, what's your take?
Okay. In the last couple of months, I've been trying, I discovered a lot of other frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you like to try it, right? Now, it's frequency of 10.3. Let me activate in you.
Okay.
Now, this will allow you to clean up all your judgment system. Because all our problem is we're going to judge people, we're going to judge ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that causes anger a lot of problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you, once I activate, then you say, okay, no more judgment. And see, you can do some scenario and see whether you feel the same thing like before. Okay? Now, just hold on.
So we're all doing it right now?
Yes.
Okay.
10.3, judgment activate. What you find is in your frontal lobe, that means at your forehead, you find something is moving there. Now, you can put in the condition now, say, no judgment. Now, see, most of the emotions are coming up now. Because that's all been trained. We should judge this, we should judge that. It's now going to be released. So in the retreat, there's few more frequencies. That's very beneficial to all of us to use. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, James.
How do you find it?
It was interesting.
Yeah, for me, I felt the like a pressure on the frontal lobe.
Yeah, it's actually clearing up all your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt the same. Pressure in my forehead.
Yeah.
So is it just releasing from the mind, or is it releasing from the body? Like, is it all over? All over?
All
you,
over.
Everywhere.
Because that's the controller.
Mm-hmm.
I just reset the controller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because I guess from what I'm seeing here is that once you reset the controller, a lot of the energies and the emotions and the memories and so forth that are stored in the body, that are stored in your different energy fields, of course, in the subconscious, conscious mind, but also in your cells, what we call the genetic code and DNA and stuff like that, start to also be cleaned up and released.
Absolutely.
And you know, even the stuff that's been stored as your entity, being the entity of who you are, and we're not even talking about the soul itself, but the entity itself, there's clearing that takes care of that, because that, again, the entity is made up of your experiences and whatever labels that you've given those experiences.
Okay, so I have another question here. So what about how hard is it to release ourselves from the collective agreed pattern of a certain program, such as being a victim or being unlucky, it's my destiny, like those kinds of programs that are kind of held in place by the collective? Is it, can we get rid of them as easily? How does that work?
I haven't tried.
Haven't tried. You haven't tried?
I haven't tried to release any of those yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is, when we're looking at that, we're looking at saying, okay, the collective, you know, for us to be affecting the collective and say, okay, I'm going to just wipe it out from the collective at this point in time, you may get a lot of people that are going to be pissed off because, in essence, a lot of them are still using certain, certain things still in place. However, when we have taken on certain collective programs, and ways of experiencing life, the effect that we have, the engagement that we have within the collective itself is a choice point that we make. So for us, as we start clearing up our stuff and we decide, we have more freedom, especially if we're playing in the fifth dimensional consciousness, but even when we're swaying back and forth, we can choose how much we want to engage and activate and participate in the programs that are held as a collective. For example, in the collective, they may have an agreement that in some way, this is the way life is, and we respond this way, and this is acceptable. or that when somebody does something to you, you're the victim, or that, you know, if you play a certain role, then you're the aggressor, or what you can call the victimizer, or anything of that nature. That's a collective belief, and your engagement is your choice. Now, if you're still playing in the 3D game and you're still having programs that actually relate with that, yes, then it's going to be until you clear up your stuff, and then you can start to disengage from the collective, you know, viewpoint of the collective program of being victim, victimizer, and all of that, right, wrong, good, bad, and all of the other things that play out. So, and then the key to all of that, as you do that, you're also uploading that awareness and even how you've done it, and also the opportunity that you have free choice to engage or not to engage. And that's loaded up on the collective, so it's like putting another resource available that others will be able to acknowledge when they're ready. So if someone in the collective, meaning somewhere around the world, doesn't matter where, they finally get to the point is, I'd like to understand how I can move out of this 3D collective agreement that is happening right now. I want to step out of it. And by doing that, it's like a Google search, but it's not a Google search, but it's just a basically, you're actually putting that information out, and that information that others have put on from their experience will be automatically available for download. So then you can bring it in, any individual, anywhere can bring it in. And so it's making the pathways easier for more of the people. And then what happens is as more and more people get involved and start shifting their own programs and start uploading their experiences, and this happens automatically. It's not like you have to sit there and say, okay, upload, upload, upload. It happens very, because we're all linked as one,
yeah,
right?
It's very exciting, really.
And as more people do that, you will see that more and more people will have many more resources. It's like going to a library where it's got all negative stuff in there, and you find the odd one or two positive books in there, but there's thousands of other books in there that are negative. It's the same thing with the planet. When there was only a few, very few people that are starting to shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, starting to clear up their programs, starting to, you know, play in a completely different playing field and reality creation, as more of those are coming in, it's like the library now starts having more and more of these positive books, and the negative ones start to leave because the negative ones are replaced with the positive one. So somebody walking in, it doesn't matter which corner of the library they go, walk through, there's always a positive book somewhere. You know,
mm-hmm.
Even there may be still 10 negative, there's still one positive in amongst those 10, where before you had to go through thousands of books to find one. Now you're seeing it all over the place. So it's really that's what's happening with us, too. And this is how we're able to disconnect, because it's a choice point. And people don't realize that. You know, one example I can give is that when you are, say, trying to stay within a family dynamics, and you're trying to play the role that, say, you were taught in school, or you were taught from your parents, you were taught through a societal experience, and, you know, there's all that stuff that's dictated, this is acceptable, this is how we all do it, we do not question this, and this is, you know, what you're supposed to react to when this happens to you or anything of that nature. And we may play those games for a while. At some point, you come to the realization, this does not resonate with me anymore. I really choose to step outside of this. And then you start to make different choices. And you start to evaluate and say, well, how important is it for me to follow what everybody else is doing, say, in the work environment or it's a school environment or whatever it may be, the environment, how much more do I want to engage with that? Do I really want to see what resonates with me and what steps I'm going to take to follow what resonates with me and what, you know, being our authentic self at that point in time in a more clear state? So this is how you start to disengage and change your pattern. You start making new choices and you start to play the game differently. And it's the same thing with the collective. So the collective may dictate all of this, but it's our choice now saying, well, do I want to stay in the collective? Do I want to stay in the collective? Because the collective is still playing very 3D. I mean, they're upgrading bit by bit, but they're playing very 3D. Do I feel still comfortable there? Do I still feel that, you know, I need to be there? And I know sometimes people make choices and say, well, I'm going to wait until, you know, and they may stay in the 3D. But you're going to find with these energies coming through right now, it's going to get more and more uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are having pretty strong emotions coming up and a lot of, you know, old buried programs, stories and stuff like, because really where all of this happens is when you're starting, when you choose to continue playing the old 3D game. So I don't know if you've noticed this, James, but in, and even you, Kimberly, a lot of people say, well, I want to go into free, you know, 5D, and I want to really play in that field. But then they really don't want to let go of the 3D because somehow they feel that they're going to lose connections with certain individuals in their life,
mm-hmm.
or they're, you know, they're going to be outside of, you know, the family dynamics or whatever may be playing out there. And then a part of them wants to stay in the 3D. So then they start to pull, they start to bipolar themselves or schizophrenically separate themselves. So they actually play different roles. So, you know, when they're alone, they may, you know, want to go into the fifth dimensional consciousness. And then, you know, when they go and visit their family or they go to work, they shift back into third dimensional
mm-hmm.
consciousness because everybody else is a third dimensional consciousness. But, you know, with everything that's going on right now, as we move along, you're going to find it's going to be much more difficult to go play the game.
Right. I think it, too, it just takes courage to just be your authentic self
mm-hmm.
when you're there. And it is hard because, you know, like James mentioned about the judgment, we're always so worried about being judged wherever we are, whether it's at home with our families or at work or wherever. It's just, we need to take that step, and but I guess like you said too, it's going to be easier and easier to hold it if we take it.
Well, yes, and it's going to be harder and harder to go play that other game.
Yeah.
But you know the interesting thing about judgment too, and we're going to clear all of this stuff as we're going, and we've already started because we've done that little process with James, and we're going to do more. The thing is, you know, we get caught up in the idea that we're going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of you have noticed, but if you actually pay attention, it doesn't matter what you do and how you do it, and even if you follow the rules to a T,
mm-hmm.
there's always, always people judging you regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're going to escape it. You might look at say, well, I may not get that much from certain individuals if I play the game the way that they expect me to play the game so I don't get judged. But in essence, even when they're not seemingly judging you on the surface, they're judging you behind. So, in fact, if we just say, you know, I'm going to let go of this judgment like we just did now, and we're going to let it go, and it doesn't matter, then it makes it easier for you to be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you one thing, and I'm sure, James, you may or may not agree with me, but when you step into any group that you're usually involved and you become that 5D person, and even though they're choosing to play in the 3D, you walking in there and being your 5D version is actually refreshing for them because they kind of get, there's something different and there's a lightness, and they almost get, they may not respond right away, but they get a little curious how you feel and how you are in their view. And they may be enticed to also, you know, not only ask you, but at the same time be enticed to be drawn to that energy and do some of their stuff so that they can step into the fifth dimensional consciousness. Because in essence, I've seen it with people, too, when, especially when you're in 5D. Like you said, James, that people are much more peaceful. And in that peaceful state, you know, how can I say it? It's very comfortable. And when people are around you, they can feel that peace. And it feels, wow, this feels good. I really want a bit of that, you know. And especially if you're walking into a room where there's a lot of tension and you're walking in very peaceful, it actually causes a disruption pattern in there so that, in fact, that more people will slide towards wanting to be in peace rather than continuing the engagement of the whatever was drama that was playing out at the time. So, you know, this desire to be at peace and others wanting the same way, but not really knowing how to, and not even, you know, it's not even so much how to. At times you find that people find it that, are we actually allowed? Because there's all this other thing, is if I'm in peace, how could I be in peace when, you know, other people are not? And then I'm going to stand out or something of that nature. So, but when somebody else is in their presence that is peaceful, it's like, oh, they're doing it. And then they give themselves some permission to do it more. And then if they get to experience how nice it feels, they want to come and return in that state of peace more often. So all of a sudden they're much more drawn to the fifth dimensional consciousness type of way of causing, you know, experiencing life and then the reality around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, this hour went by super duper fast. I go say, go longer, go longer.
Well, did we cover what we wanted to cover?
Actually, we did pretty good. Let me just take a looky-see. Yeah, because we, let's see. Well, Franco, I mean, if there's anything else you want to talk about, we've pretty much covered everything that we want. I mean, this is a preview call, so people want to come to the retreat, so they know what we're going to be covering. And so now they know there's so much, there's this and so much more.
Right.
From both James and Franco. They have lots of great information to share with us. So what do you want to do? Do you want to talk more, Franco?
Well,
do you want to, something else do you want to say?
James, did you want to share anything else about the...
No, just let them come to the retreat to find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
More fun. If I tell them more everything now.
Yeah, they won't want to come.
They may think, oh, that's it.
Got it. Well, just listen to the replay of the preview call.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, we can't, you know, what we are going to do at the retreat, and it's basically 2 days and a bit, and we're going to create a pretty powerful energy there, and, of course, we're in a very beautiful environment, with nature nurturing us at the same time. So there's a lot that is very conducive, and we'll have more time, and then we'll get time to reflect and to experience and then, you know, do different processes. So in essence, it's a much more expanded and much more elaborate and much more getting comfortable with all the different things that we're going to play with. So there's no way we could even if we covered a lot of details this evening, that we can come anywhere close to what we can achieve.
Yeah.
And what we will achieve and experience at the retreat. Of course, we're going to have, you know, guided meditations. We're going to have some really powerful energy activations going on. And, of course, we're going to look into the nitty-gritty of all the different things that we're, we're choosing. And the thing is, too, and I know we've talked about it in the past, but, you know, the intent here is, by the time we do it, which is not that far away, two weeks and a couple of days, that when we get into the whole retreat experience, we will also be upgrading even more things so that it will be more up to date, even the energies that we're going to be bringing in and so forth. And of course, we will already have experienced some other things in the next 2 weeks and a bit too, that are going to come through energetically and otherwise. So, it's going to be really fun time. Fun time, absolutely.
Fun, expansive times.
Yes, and people, if you can come in person, which is the best way to experience it, and it's well worth it, and we made it as inexpensive as possible.
Actually, you know, anybody who has not yet registered for the retreat who's on this call tonight, if you give me, send me an email at info@francodinicola.com, I will give you the early bird pricing, because the early bird pricing went off on Sunday. That was the end of it. So if you haven't purchased a ticket to come, or to be on the live stream and you're on the call tonight, send me an email and I will give you a discount code so you can have the early bird pricing for tonight. But you need to contact me by Friday. You can.
Yes, because after Friday it's no more handing out of discounts, I guess.
Yeah, well, plus I need to have enough to be able to tell them who's all coming and
right.
for menus and all that kind of stuff so we can be organized that way.
Yeah, especially the people in person because that there's a lot more planning
yeah,
for that. For
yeah.
the live stream, there's less planning because it's just basically, you know, we give you access and then you're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James, you will be doing what you normally do for the people. You'll be collecting everybody's energies when we're doing all these processes and including the people online. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Similar to what you did tonight, too, because, I mean, you basically
mm-hmm.
collected. And we're going to be, you know, so as long as you're online and you're in person, you become part of that whole unit. So we'll be doing it all together.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. I can hardly wait.
Okay. So
So I would have my lobster for dinner, right?
So funny, James. Such a sense of humor. Vegetarian, you know the deal.
Vegetarian. Oh,
vegetarian. Menu. I don't think lobster's on vegetarian menu.
This is not meat.
I know. Right. But if you want to bring some, you can.
No.
So do you have any final things you would like to say, James, before we end our call tonight?
No, I'm really looking forward to test out all my frequencies.
Yeah.
I did a lot of frequency tests so far, and they have results that I couldn't even dream of.
Awesome. We're super stoked for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we'll be all just buzzing by the time we leave there.
So if my when I talked to my higher self and we asked earlier, should I go to the retreat, if my higher self said no, so should I listen to my higher self, or should I just still come anyways?
No, did he explain to you why no?
No. Because it was trying to be humorous, that's all. Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting because sometimes we get caught up in asking what we would consider a silly question, right? So I wanted to play that silly question to my higher self. And so while we were doing the process earlier on the call here, that when you said, okay, ask your higher self, should we go to the retreat, I decided to ask anyway, right? So I decided to ask my higher self. I said, higher self, should I go to the retreat? And it said, no. And in a pretty, I'm not saying a firm way, but it was more of a, you know, like no question asked, no. But then, of course, at the same time, I can also feel the energy of it being, you smart ass, why would you ask that? You're supposed to be there, you know, type of thing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so in essence, when we're listening to our higher self, you know, it's basically we've got to feel it because it comes, you know, we know where we need to be. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times what happens is the feeling inside is, we need to go, or that it would be beneficial for us to go, and we're ready for us to experience what we're going to experience. But then the ego mind will step in and start making up stories. Like you said, the example there, well, you know, we don't have the money, or it's too expensive, it's too far, or, you know, it's too late, or, you know, no, I can figure it out myself, or something of that nature. You know, when that comes up, you basically say, okay, well, thank you for that, you know, that perspective at this point in time. However, I choose to put that aside right now, and I really want to connect with my higher self. And higher self, is this highly beneficial for me to attend? And it will say yes or no. And if it does say no, you can ask if you'd like, And I would ask, okay, can I understand why not? And it will explain certain things for you. And you will not find your higher self turning around and say, well, it's too expensive, you shouldn't go because you don't have the money right now. Your higher self will never say that. Your ego mind will say that, but your higher self will say, if it's beneficial for you, we're going to make arrangements that whatever resources that you require to go will come about. So you take the step forward to kind of make arrangements to move to go, and then whatever you need is going to show up one way or another. I've had people say it to me several times over the years where, you know, I wanted to come, and I really felt like coming, but I didn't have the resources, and then all of a sudden I get a call from somebody that says, you know, I'm going to pay you to go to this retreat or this event, and then they can come, you know. So just allow that to take place. So that's something else to look at. So what other details do we have to provide people for the timings and everything else besides,
you mean,
okay,
when it starts?
Well, the starting we know.
Friday evening. Dinner is, I believe, at 6. 6 or 6:30, I can't quite recall.
6:30,
I don't have the thing with me.
Check-in is at 4.
Check-in is at 4. You and James start at, I believe, 8.
8 p.m., yeah.
And then Saturday morning, I think we're starting at 9. Breakfast is at 8. Meditation with James is at 7.
7, yeah.
And what else? And then Sunday, and then it goes till, you know, whatever time that Franco thinks is good, with me telling him, you know, we have to stop before midnight because people need to sleep so they can get up early to go meditate with James.
Well, James?
Yeah.
Well, Saturday night is always the closing with a meditation. So basically we're going to have three fairly substantial guided meditations, one Friday night, one Saturday night, and one Sunday late afternoon when we're coming to a close. So after the meditation, I mean, on the Saturday, we'll also have the opportunity to have a campfire and for people to connect.
Weather permitting, hopefully.
Weather permitting, yes.
Doesn't rain.
So far, we've never had to cancel
yet.
Yeah,
it's been good so far.
So for everyone we have.
And then Sunday we end at 5, I believe.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
And we have to kind of adhere to that.
Okay. So your meditation, James, at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, how long would they usually run for?
Yeah, just about 45 minutes.
45? Okay, perfect. Then it gives everybody some time to get to the breakfast, because breakfast starts at 8 and it'll be ending at 9 o'clock, and then we get started at 9. So you're okay to have us transmit so that people, even online, would be able to participate?
For the morning?
In the
meditation? Yeah, in the morning, yes. Or do you want to do it just with the people present?
But then who going to turn on the machine?
Oh, there'll be someone there.
Well,
to turn
we'll
on
have
the
to come
machine,
out to turn
James,
it on.
James, don't. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get someone there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can turn that. We can have that so the live stream people can be part of the meditation if that works for you too, James.
Oh, it works for me.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So I'd like them to be part of that as well. That'd be cool.
Excellent. Okay. And everything will be recorded, so if anybody can't really be there, then the replays will be available.
Well, I think meditation is more or less silent, is it not, James?
Eh?
Is the meditation more or less silent?
Yeah, it's all silent, yeah.
Yeah. So just be there in presence of
the... Yeah, but we will be recording the energy.
Okay.
Oh, he's a smarty pants, isn't he?
Well, James, you can disagree with me, but...
No, he's correct.
He's
correct. Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Good.
All right. Recording energy, we're going to do that then. Awesome.
Yes. Well, I mean, yes, people can be there in person. It's a little bit more powerful even online, right? But if they can't because it's too early or, I mean... There's people tuning all over the world, so
that's true.
You know, it could
be
in the middle
people.
Of the night. Who knows, right? So
that's true.
You know, well, we'll have to compensate for that.
Okay, so we'll wrap it up now. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And thank you, James, and thank you, Franco. And we're totally looking forward to this this weekend retreat. It should be a lot of fun, and we'll come back out of it more expanded, more knowledgeable, more, you know, able to handle the challenges in our lives or not even have any.
That's right.
That would be awesome.
Lighter, freer, mm-hmm. more playful. And like James says, completely enjoy, no drama.
Mm-hmm. It'll be perfect. Okay, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And like I said, anybody that hasn't registered and wants to get the early bird pricing, just send me an email at info@francodinicola.com, and I will give you a discount code so that you can get the early bird pricing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, well, good night for tonight. And
yeah, so we'll see you, James, on the 25th.
Okay.
All right. Take
okay.
care, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye.